On the show today, we have PayRail's very own Fran Duggan talking about an update on their QSO CU Rails and what they're doing out there in the for credit unions these days. We're talking anything from fraud detection to real-time payments to AI, all this great stuff coming down the tracks in 2022. So it's shaping up to be a very exciting year for credit unions in this space, and Fran is here to tell us all about it, so check it out.
Things are good.
Yeah, you guys are in the news a lot lately. And one of the items that we're going to be talking about is CU Rails, your QSO, talking about just getting a quick update on that. So what is going on with CU Rails these days? Because we just got through with NetQSO last month. And so I'm sure there was big things happening there. So just kind of segueing from that. So what's going on?
I have to tell you, it's, you know, I mean, you know the credit union market as well as I do, probably better. So, but it's just phenomenal people to work with. So CU Rails has done well beyond our expectations. So we started with a group, we call them, you know, the Fabulous Six, we started with, who wanted to help put this together. But we now have 16 credit unions in the QSO that are investors. Wow. On top of that, there's another 20 credit unions that are signed on as clients. It's all in the last just 2 years.
Good.
So this is phenomenal growth. And I think it sends the message. And I always like to say this about the credit unions. They get it. And as I said, they get it because their focus is in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is it's not about, hey, I've got this cool technology. How do I spin that out? Or I can, they look at it from that member's perspective of how do I make this member's life better, easier, you know, financially sound and those types of things. And that's what PayRails is founded on. So it's been a win-win. But CU Rails itself has just done phenomenally well. I said 16 investor credit unions, plus the Circle Fund recently joined in as well, which, you know, that adds another 50 plus credit unions who are involved in the Circle Fund, you know, that we call part of our credit union family. So it's been phenomenal. I said well beyond expectations. And I think it also sends a message of like, well, if all these folks are part of PayRails, you know, what am I missing? So we are also, you know, that's, I always say this was a phenomenal start, but it's not over. We're really trying to help the whole credit union movement, really. And I think it's really starting to catch on. So we're really happy with it.
Well, I want to take a step back. I should have asked this first, just to give us a quick elevator speech on CU Rails and what you guys are offering to creatians out there for those that might not have heard.
So when we talk about it, once again, CU Rails is our QSO.
Right.
PayRails, the company, the kind of the LLC, if you will, but CU Rails is our QSO. And our main focus is on, I said, a couple of areas of difference. We talk about digital payments. But what's different is really, it's not a bill pay company. It's not a P2P company. It's not. It's about how do you bring that together and make it so much simpler, easier for the credit unions and for their members? Because there's payments is a very complex business, as we all know. We can talk about real time, and we can talk about, you know, the different networks from RTP to FedNow. To how do you manage all that? Now, if you're a credit union, you're struggling to manage that. You're far from alone. And at the same time, a lot of folks I've heard saying, we should give the members choice. Let them figure it out. And our whole philosophy is, I don't know about you, but I don't have to spend my Friday nights figuring out how I'm going to pay the bills.
Right.
Wouldn't it be better if the credit union did it for you?
Yeah.
So that's our main message. So we not only can do the transactions, you layer on this artificial intelligence that leverages that data that now delivers a true differentiating experience. And what I mean by that is typically today when you're in your digital world and you're doing payments or transfers or anything, when you're from the credit union or a bank even, it's here's a tool, figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's our, we're saying that's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
People want that Amazon experience where they basically do it all for you.
Exactly.
That's what PayRails is really about.
Okay.
So yes, fundamentally great transactions, but on top of it, you add that capability where we could send you a message that says, hey, Mike, it looks like you normally make this payment around this time. You haven't made it. Would you like us to do that for you? And with a simple press the yes button or speak to it and say, yes, take care of that for me.
Yes.
It's done. Now, that's the payment experience you want. And credit unions get that.
Mm-hmm.
They get it because their members are saying, help me in the digital world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's where the synergies really come together between PayRails, our credit union brethren. It's about delivering for that member an experience that's not just a prettier screen. We have nice screens, but it's really rethinking that whole space. That's what PayRails is about.
Yeah. And consumers, dare I say, we have gotten very spoiled with that Amazon experience that you just described.
Absolutely.
And they are equating it to other areas of their lives as well. And credit unions are right there in that mix. Your financial services got to be on par with that.
Credit unions have woken up to that. And it's not as simple as translating somebody's voice into an action. You know, I've seen those types of, oh, we have voice. That's a lot of work to figure out. I've got to make sure I say it right. This is about saying, be proactive. That's what AI, artificial intelligence, is about. Mm-hmm. And so we have data scientists on staff leveraging that data so that I can proactively reach out and saying, you probably forgot about this, or maybe you missed this, or here's something you could take advantage of to help your financial situation. That's what we're talking about. And that's what credit unions are best at. When people used to walk into branches, the digital world, you don't get that face-to-face like you're used to. So how do you deliver that unique credit union experience in a digital world?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think ultimately is what Payrailz is about. But you need to be able to do more than screens. You need to be able to actually take the action on their behalf so that they don't have to.
Exactly.
That's what Amazon does for you.
Oh, no,
that's what we're doing for members and for our credit unions.
Yeah, and it goes beyond the trends. It goes far beyond the transaction. And like you said, being that, taking that proactive step and being there for them, offering that helpful educational advice, that type of,
talk to the younger generations, which we all know is the credit union industry and everybody, it's like they think differently.
Mm-hmm.
They expect that.
Yeah.
And we've run that. We've run the groups. And to a T, everyone has said, wow, if my credit union would do that for me, I would love that.
Heck yeah.
And that's what really has spurred us on.
Yeah. Right on. Hey, let's get back to the Circle investment you talked about earlier. So can you tell us a little bit about that? And then how is that going to help Payrailz and even Payrailz with future, with helping with their growth and then even future plans that will benefit credit unions down the road?
Absolutely. So as you know, the Circle Fund, I may not have the exact numbers right, but it really is. When we started Payrailz, a lot of the folks that are involved with that are the core folks that are involved with the Circle Fund. So John Carew from Georgia Zone, as an example, has been very involved in the Circle Fund. So we've been kind of working with them from the beginning, and somewhat our Payrailz CUSO, I don't want to say is the model, but it was kind of a basis of, as we like to talk, it a win-win between fintechs and credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
And really what they did is they blew that out and created this Circle Fund so they can get more fintechs involved connected to the credit unions.
Right.
And we were fortunate enough, obviously, to be on the early end. And now they just recently made a good size investment in our Payrailz CUSO, all about funding more R&D, because that's what we're about. More innovation, more cool products, more the next steps in that whole AI, adventure there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's what they wanted. That's what we're delivering. And I think as a group, I say credit unions get it. And the Circle Fund was just another huge group of credit unions who said, we want in as well. And obviously by being owners, they get all those benefits and input. You know, I should mention this because I always forget, but one thing is that also makes Payrailz a little different is the involvement of these credit unions. You talk about Payrailz. So for instance, we offer a product now. It's one of the new products for making loan payments. We call it Credit Pay, where you can pay your credit card or your loan. You can go directly to the credit union's website. So say, they do a lot of indirect lending, a lot of loans. That's what credit unions do. Not all of them may be depository, members as well, or at least not. And so they want to make a payment to their loan. And would you believe it? Many of them don't have that service, or they're not very happy with the service they have. So they came to us and said, hey, can you do this? Because we really would love this. And we looked around and said, yeah, our platform can handle any type of payment. So we built that, and it's been tremendously successful and tremendously well received, so that now you as a member, if you did have to make that last minute loan payment and you wanted to go in and just, hey, I just want to pay my credit card, you can go in and not have to even do all the signing. You can do a guest payment. You can set up recurring payments.
Yeah, yeah.
You make a payment from a third party, credit union or bank, or I can make a payment with my debit card in the right situation. All that functionality is now there, and we're seeing it just take off inside the credit unions. Just an example of how the partnership is well beyond vendor client.
Oh, right.
It's
right.
Very much, and that's like a Circle Fund recognized that. So we talked to a lot of their folks, and that's where they said they want in. But now rather than have to do individual credit unions, they could come in as the Circle Fund. And it's really a magnificent, I can't say enough good things about the Circle Fund.
Oh yeah, the fabulous, fabulous folks there as well. So, and also the other thing about the CUSO model fascinates me because I'm just, you guys, for instance, you have this, it seems like you have this built-in feedback mechanism when you guys are developing, when you're doing all that R&D, you can run this stuff by those 16 credit union investors and go, hey,
absolutely.
What do you think this, what do you think about this? Where can we improve on it? You know, that type of stuff. So I love that about
the we launched our AI stuff. We said, hey, we'd love to pilot this first.
Yeah.
Hands went up. No problem. We'll sign. And, you know, no issues. Just tell us how we can help out. I got to tell you, it's really a great model. It's also why I think, you know, hopefully, you know, with Payrail's help, we always say we're not trying to catch up. We're going to leapfrog what's out there with our credit union. So this whole fear of like, how do we stay relevant? I've heard those terms. And I'm like, you're relevant. You're still relevant. You just need to keep ahead. And that's what hopefully we're going to help them do.
All right. My next question is, what's on the horizon that you can discuss? I mean, I don't want to reveal any top secret information, Fran, but anything on the horizon that you guys can discuss?
How many hours do we got, Mike? No, in serious, there's actually, well, I can't talk about it. When you said it, it made me think of it, but it's like in the first quarter, we'll reconnect again.
Okay.
Because we have a huge announcement coming out in the first quarter about some new product stuff that is, it's really exciting. Once again, a lot of credit union input into it, and it's really exciting. It's a whole new kind of P2P situation that's very unique, very different, and it's going to be very exciting.
Okay.
I can't talk too much about that, but along that realm, but real time is still the thing, right? So we're in the throes now. We'll be launching real-time bill payment. And, you know, others talk about it, but it's either through screen scraping or, you know, passing it to a card. This is integrated. No work on the member's behalf, no work on the client's behalf, in partnership with our good partner, MasterCard. So MasterCard and I have a very strong strategic partnership. So we're going to be the ones piloting this with them for our credit unions. Because they said, hey, do you have anybody to be willing to pilot this? And I said, I know a few. And to your earlier point, so we're going to be launching real-time bill payments. And this is where I can see my statement in real time. I can pay my bill, gets credited immediately. Yep. I can pay with my account. If I want to use a card, I can, my credit union card. All that, and it's already all built. We're actually in a pilot stage now. You'll see this in the end of the first quarter-ish, rolling out in a more global way. Really exciting stuff.
Oh, thank you for that. Yeah, I love anything real-time. Gotta love
real-time.
It.
Real-time. Well, I said one thing that was unique about us is we built from scratch. We didn't build what I call the typical batch-based legacy systems. We built a real-time platform. We can handle non-real-time as opposed to a system that was built and said, well, we're going to modify to try to handle real time. Ours is built, thought through, real time everything.
Good for
you.
You're
going to see a lot more. We're in the FedNow pilot. We're going to bring that to work. And we're piloted in there with some other credit unions as our kind of sponsors into that. So real time everything. I couldn't agree with you more, Mike.
Ooh, exciting, exciting stuff. Hey, before I let you go, is there anything else in the payment space or even the AI space that kind of piques your interest heading into 2022? Because there's so much out there, as you say. It can get complicated.
There's a lot. I think the real time, the one scary part that we also, I can tell you, I guess, about is our new integrated fraud feature. Fraud is the big thing. Now, this is the downside. You get to real time. The money's gone.
True.
So we recognize that and we looked, but we couldn't find. So we built, leveraging our AI team, a true real-time fraud engine that is based on artificial intelligence. I mean, it learns. It's going to continue to learn as frauds happen. So we try to stay ahead of the game. Okay. It's a really exciting thing that's going to be launching in Q2 of 2022. And it can stop a payment in real time. So as opposed to trying to afterwards find out I lost the money, this is right in real. It's really unique. And we'll have a lot more about that.
Okay.
But that's one of the areas I think fraud you'll see a lot about in 2022 and beyond. Mm-hmm. I think real time will just continue as hopefully the networks start to mature. So like our RTP integration, we make it really easy for people to leverage that. But that's still a growing network, FedNow, you know, which is really even a couple of years out. I think those themes will still hang in there, but AI is exciting.
No.
AI, because you're going to see a white paper from us with Amazon, our partner on the AI front.
Okay.
They actually were so excited about what we're doing. They asked us if they could create a white paper with us.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're going to be announcing that.
Okay.
And it's really around all the things we're doing that really make it different in like the members' lives, that it's not just AI for analytical purposes. It's AI that truly delivers benefits to that end member. You know, I mean, a lot of AI is like, isn't this cool? You can see how many things are. What about one that really does something that says, you know what? You're going to about to miss some payments. Let us transfer some money from your other accounts over to make sure your payments are covered. And you don't suffer an overdraft.
See.
Now that leverages AI, but That's the same. That's unique. And that's, you know, I said, and a lot of people are talking it. Mm-hmm. And I always say, and I think our credit unions would back us up, is Payrailz believes not necessarily in a lot of talk as much as walking the walk. Mm-hmm. So we AI, it's out there. That missed a payment I mentioned, that's in pilot right now, full launch in January, as an example. So I think you're going to see a lot more on that front coming forward, not just from us, I think, but society-wise.
And that's exciting. And this stuff just adds more value to the credit union, you know? I mean, and you're talking about the relevancy term before, which we hear every 2 minutes from credit unions. And so this stuff is it, you know? This is stuff that
makes
you ahead of that curve, like you were talking about too.
Absolutely. So, it's not just about stovepipe solutions. I just think those days are over. Mm-hmm, why do you like Amazon? I can do it all in one place and it tells me what's going on. And that there's 40 things happening or 40,000 things happening behind the scenes you don't care about. Exactly. And that's what we're trying to make sure. That's why I say our credit unions get it. So you say, why do they need to deal with that? I know Mike has a bill. I know when it's due. I know how much money he has. Mm-hmm. Let me help him pay it correctly so that he stays in good financial health.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing at Payrailz. We're classified as a payments company, and I said we're a digital experience company. Right on. That's what we're focused on. You know, building relationships with those members in a digital world.
Yeah, and from a consumer's perspective, or from my perspective, and when my financial institution, a credit union in this case, does that type of stuff, oh my gosh, you know, they're my resource. They're my go-to. So
where else would I go?
Exactly.
I
don't need to go anywhere else. All right, Fran. Well, thank you so much for update and the talk on AI and all this. Oh my gosh, it's so much. I love talking about this stuff, and you're the guy to talk to for sure. So I appreciate the time and look forward to chatting again in 2022 when those big announcements are coming out too.
I'm excited. Yeah, we'll definitely reach out to you because there's a lot of good stuff coming. So